Keshia Crosby has an MBA, a townhouse in Ellicott City, a daughter, and a mental illness. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when she was 22 and had her first manic episode when she was 35. 3 years ago, she lost her job as a senior IT project manager, her health insurance, and much of her family and friends.
They look at me with a different lens now. You know, the trust factor is not there. You know, they can't trust my stability. So, therefore, I am untrustworthy.
Crosby, 38, sits at her kitchen table, lights off on a rainy day. Her braids fall around her face. She sounds angered, but determined.
I still have to go on. I still suffer from the repercussions of having had a manic episode. It still comes with a cost.
The costs were both emotional and financial. She couldn't pay the mortgage without a roommate, and she couldn't find health insurance, not with that pre-existing condition. In the past 3 years, she's been to hospital emergency rooms 5 times for mental health care. Crosby is among 45.5 million adults in the country who need mental health care. Estimates say less than half of them get it. So advocates, patients, and doctors are asking if the ACA, also known as Obamacare, is good for mental health care.
So there are actually a lot of things that are good. There are a few things, that are problematic.
Mark Comrade, a psychiatrist in private practice, is also chairman of ethics at Shepherd Pratt Hospital in Towson. Among the good things, mental health care is one of the essential health benefits that must be included in every plan offered on Maryland's Health Exchange, right along with mammograms and annual checkups. And it must be offered with the same level of visits and deductibles as other medical treatments.
And that's important because over the years of doing this work, I have not uncommonly seen people who had health insurance, thought they were insured, and it turned out that it did not cover mental health services.
Here's another thing. No one can be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition, so people like Keshia Crosby are now eligible. And Medicaid will expand in Maryland to cover more people.
We know absolutely certain that the cost of untreated mental illness are enormous.
That's Andrew Sperling from NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. He says providing more access to mental health care is a very smart thing to do.
When someone with schizophrenia is not getting access to treatment and they become acutely psychotic, the burden is shifted to other systems, criminal justice, the homeless service system, emergency medical services, all types of other systems that bear the brunt of those costs of untreated mental illness.
But there are problems the ACA doesn't tackle. Analysts with the federal government say there's a serious shortage of mental health care professionals, and only a fraction of those actually accept health insurance. This problem will only get worse when more people try to access their coverage.
Access to coverage does not always mean access to care.
Carolyn Kotrocki from the Governor's Office of Health Care Reform says the ACA is a start, but there's a long way to go to delivering mental health care to the 1 in 5 families who need it. She says they need the right kind of providers in the right place at the right time to make a difference. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.